chat and a snuggle. Is that okay with you? Are you still thinking about last night? Yeah, I kept waking up actually, yeah. Thinking about it. We are so fucking good together. It's like you read me. You are so in sync with me. I feel like I'm with you too. I feel like we communicate so well. Like, I don't know, like feeding off one another, you know. Yeah, me too. Thanks. Remember last night when I sort of shoved you against the headboard? Yeah. Yeah, you seemed to get real excited by that. Did you? Oh, yeah. I got really into that. You told me to grab you. I remember. Yeah, I was a little nervous. Maybe taken aback. But I know you thought about it. Because we talked about it. I could sense in the moment that you wanted more from me. Didn't you? I felt it. And I told you the other night that I had fantasized about it too. I thought before about doing rougher things with you. I don't know if I've told you exactly how much of a fucking turn on that is for me to think about. It's all, I think about it a lot. Lying here, let's take advantage of the intimacy we have right now and talk this out. We know we work together. We can be sweet and intense and slow and hard. And God, all these incredible things. But maybe tonight, will you let me get a little rough with you? Let's go back to what we talked about last weekend. I want it. And it's nice not to script this stuff out too much. But I really want to take control. Physically. I would never ever pursue an idea that was too intense for you. Ever. But remember the fantasies we shared last weekend? Yeah. Right. You had me completely hot and bothered. I want that. I want that more. But I want you to be comfortable. I want you to know that this is coming from a place of total desire for you and your body. Do you remember what I mentioned before? Yeah. Throwing you around. That was one of them. And I think Carapulin. God. I went over your hair, around my hands, pull your head back, make you look into my eyes as I'm fucking you. I wanna shove you, pull you, control you. I wanna grab your amazing ass. Leave a mark. Rake my hand across your throat as you're fucking me. Squeeze it until you cry out. Until you moan or gasp. I want to hear what you sound like when I'm holding you. Fuck you. Harder. Deeper. Oh, I'm not gonna be gentle. 'Cause I know you can take it, baby. I'm gonna feel my cock slamming into your cervix. Force your legs apart. Bite your inner thigh. So hot, honestly. And this time, when I spank you, it won't be playful. I want to see the marks of my hands on your skin. This is what I want to do with you, baby. It's a little embarrassing. But we get off on each other's fantasies, you know? Maybe we can come up with a safe word. So I know if I'm getting too intense. Wouldn't that be good? I was worried I'd make you nervous. Oh, you like me talking about that? You want me to keep going? Okay. Well, I want to use my hands on you. Pull your hair, turn your head. I want you to kneel for me. I want to make you kneel. And shove my cock into that perfect mouth. Thrust into you. Watch you gag on me. Pull your head back. Make you look at me. Oh God, just thinking about it. Oh. And then I'll come on your face. Hold you tight and slap your pretty face, slap your pretty cunt, leaving my marks on your skin with my palm, my strong fingers. I want to look at those marks later and remember that you're mine. Made you my beautiful slut. More. Oh my God. You are you so I can fuck you deeper. Can't control your body. Because your body is mine. Use my teeth. And tomorrow I want to see the welts from my mouth on your tits and shoulders. I'll give you a hickey like we're teenagers. You'll feel those teeth on your nipples. Your skin. Kiss you so deep, bite your fucking lip, and pull it. Bite your earlobes. I want it to hurt. I want to eat you out. Use my teeth on your cunt, on your labia. I want it to fucking hurt. I will not be gentle. We both want the same. We both want the same. God, yes, I am so turned on right now. Are you too? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll hold you down. With my knees. Hover over you. You'll see how I control you. Easily I can overpower you. I want it. I want it. You'll beg for my cock. I'll shove you onto the bed. Fuck you. And then flip you over and fuck you harder. Carry you. Hold you where I want you. Bend you over. Kick your legs apart. Finger you like my fucking perfect toy. Follow every physical impulse and see where it leads. You can take it, baby, can't you? Yeah, you can. You so can. I want to stand over you and come on your body. It's not just the roughness I crave. It's the complete submission to me. That's what really gets me. That's what I need. Make you beg. Make you cry. Cry out. How would you feel the next day if you could feel bruises from my fingerprints all over your ass, on your legs. Would you like to give yourself to me that way? Would you like me to take whatever I want? Any of these things without you telling me you're okay with it. Okay, maybe a little hair pulling or biting. But like I said, forget about afterward. I will take such good care of you. Wash you in the bath. Touch you. So gently. Put some cream on the bruises. Kiss the places that are still swollen and red. Oh, there will be those places. Play with your hair. Tell you what a good girl you are for me. How strong and how sweet you are. I want to spoon you on cool, fresh sheets that I put on the bed. Whisper in your ear. All those things are part of it. It's the dessert after dinner. The salty and the sweet, right? Am I turned on? Yes, I am turned on. You see how hard it makes me? Thinking of you like that. You can tell I've been giving it some thought. Yeah, ever since we started sharing ideas, do you need to give it some more thought? You are. You have. I'm not the only one that's turned on, I think. That's a good sign. Does that mean we should hurry up and think of that safe word?